Canada's House of Commons has approved a bill that legalizes gay marriage. Canada's Senate also is expected to approve the measure. Gay rights activists applauded the vote. They predicted that gay Americans will cross the border to get married. Religious leaders vigorously opposed the bill, saying it would hurt children. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
Members of the House were particularly boisterous last night, pounding their desks as the vote was called on Bill C-38. The bill made same-sex unions between gay and lesbian couples the complete equal of traditional marriage. It was a controversial piece of legislation, hotly debated for the past 18 months, referred to the Supreme Court, and finally passed by a solid margin.
Yes, pour 158, 158. Nays contre 133, 133.
The passage of the bill was something of an anticlimax. Judges had already tossed out marriage laws in 8 of 10 provinces, making same-sex unions legal there. The process began in 2001 with the marriage of two men in Toronto, a marriage the law said wasn't valid. The men challenged the law in court and won. Prime Minister Paul Martin was following up on a promise made by his predecessor to change the definition of marriage to a union of two persons. But he also said that the courts, including the Supreme Court, had spoken. Gays and lesbians, Martin said after the vote, have the right to marry.
We're a nation of minorities, and in a nation of minorities, it is important that you don't cherry-pick rights. A right is a right.
The debate in Canada was similar to the debate on this issue in the U.S. Conservative politicians and churches were against the bill. Gays and lesbians and left-wing politicians supported it. Rural areas mostly were not in favor, urban areas much more supportive. But religious groups don't have much impact in Canadian politics, and Canada doesn't really have the debates over values issues that occur in the U.S. Most importantly, says philosopher and author Mark Kingwell, is that the bill is just the last part of a long process of social change.
It seems as though the important things have already happened. So the constitutionality question and the parliamentary approval question are really afterthoughts to the cultural realities.
Those realities include over 5,000 gay and lesbian couples that have already married, and Canada has already granted most of the rights of marriage to gay and lesbian couples. Common law same-sex couples are entitled to spousal benefits for pensions, health insurance, and even for the purposes of inheritance. And while polls show that only a small majority of Canadians support same-sex unions, those same polls show that most Canadians just don't think this is a big issue. Kingwell believes this illustrates well the Canadian brand of tolerance.
A lot of celebrated features of Canadian tolerance are actually just forms of benign neglect. I mean, it's just part of the version of liberalism that we've developed in Canada where we kind of don't take an interest in other people's lives.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where passage is considered a formality. It will be signed into law in the next few months, and Canada will join the Netherlands and Belgium as the only three countries that say that a same-sex marriage is the equal of a traditional marriage, something that made most members of Parliament applaud. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.